Good morning. A line of showers, bursts of rain, and rumbles of thunder extends from the lower Champlain Valley across the southern Adirondacks, the central Mohawk Valley, and down the I-88 corridor toward northeastern Pennsylvania. This line of rain and thunder will continue to advance into eastern New York and central and southern New England, where it will weaken a bit later this morning. North of this line, only scattered showers are likely this morning, primarily in the Champlain Valley in central and northern Vermont. This line is well out ahead of a cold front, which is steadily heading in our direction from the eastern Great Lakes. After the line passes, we'll see partly sunny skies, and the atmosphere will begin to destabilize through late morning and into the early part of the afternoon. As the cold front approaches, a new line of showers and thunderstorms will form, and some of these storms could be strong to severe, with strong wind gusts, heavy downpours, and frequent lightning. The best chance for severe weather today will be in southernmost New York and central and southern New England, with the advancing front and upper-level energy. Behind the front, the wind will increase out of the west-northwest and at times gust over 20 to even 30 miles per hour. This will drive in much lower humidity by the end of the day and bring a return to sunshine to the region from northwest to southeast. Overnight tonight, the humidity will continue to drop on that northwest wind flow. So after daytime highs in the mid-80s, lows will drop back into the 50s tonight as the refreshing air moves our way. This will set us up for a beautiful day on Wednesday with full sunshine, a northwest breeze, and low humidity. High temperatures will be back into the mid-70s on average. That same front will stall, then move back in our direction on Thursday with mostly cloudy skies. There's a good chance of showers and even some thunderstorms, especially in southern New York and New England, with highs staying in the 70s. As the front meanders over top of us Friday and Saturday, waves of low pressure will ride along it, keeping unsettled weather in the forecast into the upcoming weekend. Highs will be close to 80 degrees both days. Right now, it looks like the better of the two weekend days will be Sunday, as we'll start a drying trend with highs back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Marco is weakening along the central Gulf Coast this morning, while its associated showers and storms persist across parts of the southeast. Laura is now the focus as it enters the Gulf of Mexico this morning. The storm is forecast to intensify and threaten the western Gulf Coast midweek, where it's forecast to make landfall as a major hurricane Wednesday night or Thursday. Impacts to parts of southeast Texas and southwest Louisiana would be significant, with hazards that include life-threatening storm surge, hurricane-force winds, torrential rain, and inland flooding. Right now, Laura is located 85 miles northwest of the western tip of Cuba and about 680 miles southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana, and moving toward the west-northwest near 17 miles per hour. This general motion should continue today, and maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 52 degrees, with a west wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 33 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 67, 100% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.82 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower 90s. Boston, mostly sunny, scattered showers and storms, lower 90s, and mostly sunny in Buffalo with the risk of a shower and highs around 80. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 74, that's 5 degrees above normal. 0.05 of an inch of rain yesterday, 4.65 for the month and 22.49 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 99, set in 1947, and the record low, 35, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:41 p.m., 13 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, becoming windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the 70s. Becoming clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, becoming windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Becoming mostly clear tonight, lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, becoming windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Becoming mostly clear tonight in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, becoming windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Becoming mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, becoming windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-80s. Becoming mostly clear tonight in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, mid-70s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday and Friday, mid-70s on Thursday, lower 80s on Friday. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Saturday in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, pleasant on Sunday in the mid-70s, and mostly sunny on Monday in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.